This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.
Today we're speaking with John Bocage of the First Nation Market Housing Fund. Welcome to Nation Talk, John.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks very much for the invite.
You issued a press release today announcing three more First Nations working with the fund. Could you tell me a little bit more about that?
Well, we're working with a lot of First Nations across the country, and when a First Nation deems it right in terms of timing, they decide that they would like to be announced, and we've got three of them today: On Deck Omniconning, we've got Garden River, and we have Okanagan Indian Band that have decided to be part of this press release, and we're really glad that they're involved, and they're very happy and very proud to be a part of working with the fund.
Good. What are the contributions? What are the contributions the fund is making to communities?
Well, for one thing, what we do is the whole reason for the fund is to have another option for housing on First Nations, and that is market housing, so that someone can go and get a mortgage for a house and get it in reasonable time, the same as any other Canadian, as opposed to what happens right now with ministerial loan guarantees, which take months and sometimes even more than a year. So these are good available options for our First Nation members. And also what we do is we work with capacity development dollars to assist a community in building capacity from within. We do work like finance, we provide money for housing policies, business plans, infrastructure, financial management, the land codes. We do an amazing amount of work, and it's really the First Nations that decide what they want out of it, and they work with us on preparing a plan for capacity development, and then that moves them on to credit enhancement, where we back loans for mortgages on the reserve.
Is this a national program, a provincial?
It is a national program. We're working with communities right here in the Atlantic, all the way to BC and everywhere in between.
So you guys are really making a difference out there.
Well, I think we are. We've got more than 137 communities now involved with the fund, and it's growing every day. Like these three now, and just even here at the AFN conference, we've had quite a lot of interest, and we're looking at a number of other communities coming on stream in the next little while.
Recently, the First Nations Sustainable Development Standards were dedicated. Could you tell me about the fund's involvement?
Well, the fund was heavily involved with these standards. We were a partner with Mike Holmes in the Homes on Homes. We were partnered with the AFN, and more importantly, and probably, I guess, of greater importance, we partnered with the Tikmishing and Anishinaabeg in Ontario to develop these standards. And the fund provided the resources and the capacity to get the standards up and running, to make sure that they're going to be available to First Nations across the country. And because the fund was so heavily involved in it, that each of the First Nations that are working with us will get a copy of these standards without charge. And so we think that that's going to help communities develop their housing plans and look at sustainable development within their communities. And I was so proud to be a part of the announcement last week in a Tikmishing, and to have a look at a housing project that was built with these standards in it. And it was just great. The units themselves are going to be maintenance free for probably 50 years, and they were just great for the community, and the community was very, very proud of it.
Well, I, for one, thank you for your involvement, John, and the work you're doing. Any final words?
Well, I guess the final word is that, you know, no matter how much we do, no matter how much is out there, there's still a great need in our communities. And it'll take all of us to provide solutions. We thank the leadership out there who have decided to try different things and to really work hard at it. And we see that that we're now starting to make some inroads. We have more than $600 million guaranteed by the fund, which means more than 4,000 houses over the next couple of years. So we're just keeping at it.
Wow, that's incredible. John, thanks for talking with Nation Talk.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.